You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. It's Friday, and that means commentator Gary Borders is with us once again. And while his love of reading has jaded him to the world of cable and satellite TV services, the world of on-demand viewing has altered his perspective.
For many months, I resisted subscribing to Netflix, the online streaming video service, despite entreaties from our 16-year-old daughter. "We have enough digital distractions in this household eating up our money," I proclaimed. "Satellite television with a kajillion channels and rarely anything worth watching. Wireless internet, of course. And a monthly cell phone bill that is equal to some folks' car payment. It's a good thing we don't have any car payments." But then I took pity when she was laid up, convalescing after a mishap, and I went to Netflix's website to gather information. For $7.99 a month, we could stream a plethora of movies and television series on our two televisions, the various computers, and even the iPhones and iPads. I saw the light. This was a no-brainer. Soon I had called the satellite company and cut that service to the minimum, saving $25 a month there to more than make up for the extra cost for Netflix. And now, most nights, for at least an hour or two, my wife and I watch television together and actually find something worthwhile, mainly series, often from the BBC. My middle daughter recently came to town and registered our Amazon Prime account, which provides another streaming service, many of which provide free movies and television series as part of the annual subscription price. I've drawn two conclusions from our entry into the world of streaming video. The method in which many of us watch television is changing rapidly and radically, and none too soon in my estimation, given my past experiences with cable companies. It is probably no accident that the two most hated companies in America, according to the American Customer Satisfaction Index, published quarterly by the University of Michigan's Business School, are Time Warner Cable and Comcast. Those two companies are proposing to merge, which means only one company will remain the most hated. While our experience with satellite has been somewhat better, we still spent most of our time flipping through channels aimlessly and fruitlessly hoping to find something worth watching. Instead of 57 channels and there's nothing on, it was more like 257 channels. To my pleasant surprise, I've discovered there is a goodly number of excellent television series out there, especially when one has watched little television in the past few decades. My dilemma always has been an inability and unwillingness to be a slave to watching a show at its allotted time slot, combined with no desire to spend time figuring out how to program a VCR in prehistoric times and a DVR these days. That's just too much work. But now we can pick a series and binge on through watching an entire 5 or 7 season run over a month or 6 weeks' time. We have plowed through Scandal, Damages, House of Cards, dabbled in Longmire, and eagerly await the next season of Last Tango in Halifax. Lately, we settle in each evening for a couple of episodes of Monarch of the Glen. This BBC series is set in a crumbling Scottish estate with a charming lineup of eccentric characters and not a single curse word, unless one considers bloody a curse word. I haven't abandoned my love of reading, which remains my first leisure. But since I spend most of my time squinting at the printed word in one form or another, it is nice to have a diversion. Soon we will cut the cord with the dish. I've ordered an antenna that will allow us to pull in some broadcast stations. I might not be able to watch the few sporting events I care about, such as the Longhorn game on cable. But that's what friends are for, right?
Gary Borders teaches journalism at Kilgore College and joins us each Friday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio. You can hear all of his past installments on our website. Just go to redriverradio.org and click on commentaries at the bottom of our homepage. Stay tuned. Morning Edition continues now here on Red River Radio, your community-supported public broadcasting service from LSUS.